You party people, it's Amy.
And this is Z.
And you're here for an episode of Curse Words and Crayons Presents True Crime. This one is a doozy of a doozy of a doozy of a doozy of a doozy.
It is not fun. No. So a little warning.
Right. Welcome. Hi. Glad you're here. This case is terrible.
Yes.
Massive, huge trigger warnings to you and yours. If you're one of our more lighthearted audience members, maybe skip, keep around for the banter and then maybe skip to the end because it's just, it's a big one. It's been requested several times. So we are going to cover it, obviously. And I think it's kind of one of those lesser covered cases, which I also kind of like. But we are going to be chatting about the murder of Vera Jo Regal. It's going to be a thing. It's going to be a case for sure.
It's an episode. I blame your family, Amy.
I do too, because this case was actually suggested by my aunt and my cousin. I love you guys, but this is gross.
It is awful. But it is
you
awful.
Asked for it. So here it comes.
Ooh, first though, I have a show and tell you want to hear.
Oh yeah, duh.
Okay. So have you heard of Fetch?
Only because you told me about it, but want to hear more.
Love it. Okay. So Fetch is an app and it's free to download. And you basically just take pictures of your receipts. You can hook up your Amazon account. And all your purchases go into making you free gift cards. It's essentially the government's tracking you in some other way, but they're already tracking you anyway. So who gives a shit? I don't care. Like, if I'm purchasing it and it comes with a receipt like that, obviously it's legal enough that it comes with a receipt. And so I will show people that's okay with me. They probably already knew exactly what I was purchasing anyways. So it's an app. It's free. You literally snap a photo and then your monies go into earning free points, just like your gas credit card does or your United credit card does, et cetera, et cetera. It is just like that. But you can use it for anything and everything. So when we were in Vegas, that was great because we were spending all the monies. And so I was asking for everybody's receipt. And you can you can only do certain amounts of receipts and it will tell you like, yo, you're timed out for a day or two. But you can also, if you're at a friend's house and you see some random receipts lying around, who's to say if they're not using them, you can use it. I mean, just be like, hey, can I take a photo of this for my app? And they will probably say yes. I mean, why not? And you can cash the gift cards in for multiple things. So it's not just some stupid gift card that you only get to something and then like a Fandango gift card where you have to jump through like 1800 hoops to actually use the fucking Fandango gift card. No,
they're going to charge you like $99 for a service fee or whatever, which is like your whole fucking gift card.
Yes, yes, exactly. So no, you can actually cash out with gift cards to places like Macy's and Ulta. You can get Visa gift cards. Now, I think there is a surcharge fee on the Visa gift cards for like $4 to like activate it or something, whatever the norms. You can get Amazon gift cards, all the things. So I'm probably super late to the game. I know lots of people use it. I will send my link, and then that way, if you use it, I get extra points, which I don't hate. I don't hate. My friend Laura sent her link to me, and I think she got like 5,000 points, and I think it's like 10,000 points before you can earn anything. Some receipts you don't earn much off of. Sometimes it's only like 25 points. But if you purchase specific things at the grocery store too, you get extra points. Now, I'm not about that. I'm going to be purchasing in the same way that I'm purchasing and that, you know, but you can do whatever you want to do. And if you're like one of those super couponers, I bet that you could use Fetch along with like whatever you're couponing with to really just knock that out of the park.
I think when people have, when you're a couponer, I'm often scared and also super impressed with the amount of maps.
Samantha is a couponer. Samantha Z, blah, blah, blah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She's got like a W and a B in her last name, too. You know exactly yeah. who I'm talking about.
I know
about.
Exactly what you're talking about.
She she's knows who I'm talking about,
mom and bestie,
too.
And she's the there best. You go. And
she's yeah, great at couponing. Like, she used to put on her Instagram stories, she'd go to Aldi. And then, I mean, they only use the, I am also impressed, but scared. Yeah. And I don't want it. I don't want to do it. I also don't want to go, mainly unless I can do it online and right. do a click to pick. Then I might get more on board with it, but also, I don't know, potentially not. But it seems extreme.
Yeah, I know this is not the right answer, but I always say my money, like, so when you're saving money and you're doing something like a couponer, and this is not a couponer episode, so I promise we're not going to talk about this the whole time. it's so time consuming. And I'm sure
they have notebooks, some of them.
Like, the easier it is. But like yeah. my time is also worth something. And so 100%. I can't fathom doing all the cutting and the, but I mean, now a lot of coupons are digital, so maybe it's easier, maybe it's better, but it's just not, it's not my game. I'm really bad at keeping up with these things, but I'm about to go on vacation and probably drop a lot of dollars. So I just downloaded the app.
Oh, I'll yes. let you
know those.
Do it and have all your family members keep them too, because you're going to earn points super quickly.
Yeah. Super quickly. Have you earned any gift cards yet?
No, but I kind of forgot.
You forgot about it. Okay.
I kind of forgot about it for a
See,
little
that's
bit.
That's my problem is I download it and I'm like,
I don't
this
go
is so
places
fun.
Very much either though. So if, when I'm in a time of, but here's the thing. So my husband travels for work. Look, I do have morals and ethics, but again, if this is fucking free money, so yeah. I'm sorry. So Roberto's work pays for all of his expenses when he's mm-hmm. gone, and he has to keep the receipts to submit to work. So when he right. comes home with these receipts, I
snap pictures of them.
Yes, because his work is not using Fetch for it.
But is that like stealing? I don't think it's stealing.
I don't.
I feel like you feel bad about that, and I don't think that you should.
Thank you. Good. Okay. Fuck it.
Because I feel like if I found a receipt on the ground.
I didn't feel bad until I was like, I'm going to tell hundreds of my internet friends that it has. I want them to think that I'm slightly a decent human sometimes, because I joke about murder all the time and I don't need sure. anybody calling the police on me.
And I have heard
for that. I mean, they can
more
investigate.
Unethical things come out of your mouth than you picked a receipt and took a picture of it. So I'm like, cool, it's fine. But no,
you're
I think
like,
it's
this
smart.
Is what you're fucking worried right. about? You saying this is what you're okay. All
pretty
right.
Sure last
okay.
episode you said you would be willing to do crack. So like I'm not, I'm just did like, I don't know.
Oh,
if it was that
yes.
one
or yeah. You know what though? I'm like, did I? I wouldn't say, but I would say
like,
that.
No,
and I actually, yeah, I actually would if it was less addictive and it was like 10, 15 years ago and I didn't pay for it. There are stipulations, but I
wouldn't. Okay.
Yeah, I would do it.
Well, maybe if you save all of your receipts and everybody else's receipts,
I can get a gift card.
You could
for
earn
crack.
Free money that you could use that money that you would have used on other things to buy your crack.
There you
and
go.
Everyone needs free money, especially with the price of groceries these days. And
so expensive.
So we keep notes, and like I made a note to be like, yeah, free money's good because of groceries. And realized that like an 85-year-old woman like came out of my mouth. But seriously, I bought some things at Target today, like a click and pull for our vacation. I bought 20 things.
$315.
It was over $100.
Oh,
over
okay.
$100.
I
but it was so. I mean, it, but it was just like snacks. Like it was small,
like stupid
things.
Cheap yeah. snacks too. You weren't nothing. Like. Oh, I'm gonna get all the Z bars and the Scouts
no.
and da da da. You were like Cheetos. Pretzels.
It was like
Pringles.
Gummy bears for Milo. Yeah. I bought some Dramamine because Milo and I get sick very easily. So like it was like little things that, you know, $2 here, $3 there, but it was over $100. And I was like, how? So I don't know. Maybe Fetch will make us rich. We're just going to be stealing everybody's receipts.
Rando question before we start. Are your
yeah.
kids still red dye free?
We try okay. our hardest. Yes.
Because in Chris is also not so good with the red dye.
Yes. Yes, which is what made us think, huh, we probably shouldn't give these to our kids because he gets really like nutty when he when he gets red dye. Yeah. So we do try to bring snacks and stuff. We're taking them on vacation next week. Yeah. And when you're in the airport, it's often harder to find.
You know what would be great though? Just, like, is if we just pops
or like whatever.
Stop trying to poison ourselves. Like it would be so cool. You know, because what they just, could like, dye things with are like paprika and like other things. Beets because that's
or whatever. Yes, yeah,
exactly. They're red. I mean, you can figure it out, or just I don't know.
Goldfish
package
does it.
It.
Why can't everybody else? They use vegetables to color their colored goldfish.
Really? They that's do. Surprising because overall, goldfish not a great not.
Well, I'm
the,
sure like
not
the other
junk in it
are bad. It, yeah,
it's not good. Yeah, they're not good. Like if you look, if you're one of those people that looks at the good, better, best for the kids.
Oh
it is,
yeah, yeah.
It's on the yeah. So that's shocking to me. Yeah. And amazing. Yeah.
More you
fucking
know. Right.
If fucking goldfish can do it, everybody can do it.
That's right. And they're bad. So quit putting especially red dye number 5 in your food. This
it's 5, episode, not 40.
No, I think it's 40. 5 is Mambo number 5, which is a song, which I'm pretty sure is where I just wow. Okay, everybody, have a good day. This is going to be the end of our episode because I think we've gone off the rails. So download Fetch.
Down into it. Yeah, after Fetch.
Pull back in. Download Fetch. We'll put it in the show notes. Let us know if you get any fun gift cards.
Yes, trigger warning. This case is terrible. Let's talk about it.
I'm ready. Reminder, when you want to hate somebody at the end of this episode, don't hate my aunt and my cousin because they're very, very sweet. But for two sweet people, they're kind of sadistic. So I does
Wait,
not
surprise
me.
Not my friend
me.
Renee, not our fellow follower. She's the best.
She is the best. Great. So if you're listening to this, hello. And I know you are because you're amazing. But also,
man, I feel bad because I cussed her out a little bit earlier. I don't know if we were recording or not recording, but I was like, I don't want to be friends with these people anymore. But I'm kidding, Renee. I really like you.
Yes. She's actually my godmother, which Aww. Is probably why we're both crime addicts. A little nutty. But
there you go.
Christine and Renee, thanks for suggesting this case, or
Thank
no
you.
Thanks for
well,
suggesting this case, but yeah. Let's get into it. And this is another kind of hometown murder for me because it is based in Ohio. So I got that little piece in my heart too that makes me sad about Vera Jo. So Vera Jo Regal Messersmith was born to Lynn and Verna Messersmith on July 11th in 1986. So she was born and raised in Findlay, Ohio, which is in the northwest part of the state. Vera Jo had a really troubled childhood. She was allegedly sexually and physically abused multiple times by her biological father. She had a developmental disorder, and people who knew her, like in her family and childhood, like family friends, said that she had the maturity of an 8 to 12 year old with an adult's body. So as she grew and like developed, she looks like an adult woman, but her development was like 8 to 12 years old, which is sad. Mm. And also a real magnet for dirtbags that are interested in like molesting and hurting small kids, which is gross. They think that this maturity level could have possibly been from a trauma response due to being abused by her own father, could have been just some developmental delays, but either way, her home life was not helping her. She did graduate from high school. She went to Findlay High School, graduated in 2005, and overall, people would say about her that she loved to be around people, she loved country music and wearing jewelry. She had a sister named Ashley, and Ashley said that she and Vera Jo would play together all the time, riding bikes and going to church, which Findlay is like a really, it's kind of like a farm town, so it's really small. I'm sure at, you know, that time, a lot of just like going around and looking in the woods and just kind of being a kid. Vera Jo was 19 when she met 13-year-old Zachary Brooks, and they began a romantic relationship. Zachary's mother, Sherry Lynn Brooks, instantly took Vera Jo in as like a part of her family. And you might be thinking, oh, that's really sweet, but it's not really sweet.
I don't think it sounds really sweet at all because, look, I understand that the brain and that her mental capacities were not at the age of 19. It is so difficult for me to swallow the age gap. It's not for me to decide. Neither one of those are my children. Sure. I don't know what I would do if my 13-year-old son came home with an adult, regardless of whatever. They're an adult person, and I feel like your sexual desires are different at 13 than they are at 19, regardless of where your brain is. Is that not, or no, am I just completely unhinged thinking something like that? I don't know. I don't know. I'm inexperienced in that kind of a situation. Right. And I would be very concerned with my 13-year-old being put in instances that were not safe or age appropriate, or, right, or even for that, for Vera to be put in situations that weren't age appropriate either. I don't know what the correct response is. Meh.
I'm just going to say it. I do think I know what the correct response is, and it's that it's not appropriate. It's okay if you disagree, because I would hope that you are not going to make any of the same life choices as Sherry Lynn Brooks, because she is a horrible human being. Let's talk a little bit about her. She is mentioned a lot in this case, and she is maybe right now my currently least favorite person on the planet. She was actually a mother of 9 children, but she had her first 5 kids taken away by the authorities one at a time on multiple charges of sexual abuse. Oh. According to reports, her firstborn was actually born out of an incestuous relationship with her first cousin, followed by 4 other children, potentially with different fathers. I'm not sure like where the parents came in those instances. The state removed her 1-year-old daughter after learning she had been raped, while the 5th-born never went home to Sherry Lynn Brooks' house because she was placed in foster care at birth, which...
A 1-year-old? I don't want to know how. I don't want to know how, but I don't, like, I physically, like, I don't understand how that's even a thing at all. Like, that just doesn't...
Yeah, so I do think it happens a lot more than people hear about, because people don't want, I don't want to hear. And we have the privilege to just say, I'm not going to hear it. I'm going to turn this off. I'm not going to watch this thing. I'm not going to do that, which yay for privilege, but also it doesn't mean it's not happening, but it's horrible. So not a good lady. She is awful. And to me, the fact that people don't need a license to breed is beyond me. So sometimes I hear about parents like Sherry Lynn.
Amy and I both had fertility struggles, BT dubs. Like we both had.
Yeah.
Amy, I feel like a little bit more than myself, but we both
just
have
different. Yeah.
Yeah. Different, we both have different fertility journeys where it wasn't just like, oh, we want to get pregnant this month. Okay. Oh no, it didn't work this month, but it worked next month. You know, like right. If that is your path, like that's amazing. It's very easy to be jealous of those people.
Well, and we talk about privilege being a beautiful thing. Like if your privilege is that you can get pregnant at the drop of a hat
and stay pregnant
or haven't experienced a miscarriage or haven't had, God forbid, a young baby or a child die. Like there's just so many different things. And then you've got people out there like Sherry Lynn Brooks, who's just popping out all these babies, having them taken away one by one. And nobody says to her, no, you do not get to have it.
And they don't lock her up either. They're right. Just like, I guess just chill, keep having more kids.
If you have another one, we'll take them.
We already have so many unwanted kids. We'll just stick this one in the system too and forget about them.
Right. Like, it is going to definitely need some like psychological assistance, and we're not going to provide that either. So
yes,
good luck to you. Let's hope. So she has 5 kids. They all get taken away. Then she gets married to a man named Kevin Brooks, and they have 4 more children. So she is now up to 9 children. One of those children is Zachary, the 13-year-old boy who ends up in a relationship with Vera Jo Regal.
Just like went from one nasty ass home into like another nasty.
Oh, right.
Home.
So yeah. Vera. So Vera is brought in by Sherry. She says, you know, she's accepted into her family, which that is not a family I want to be accepted into. So I'm good there. But these 4 children lived with Sherry, who also, aside from being child molester, abuser, horrible human being, is also known in and around Findlay for selling and consuming methamphetamine. So love that journey for her. Have a great time. As a
I result, bet her teeth are so fucked up.
I watched a couple of videos. They're not great. And she earned.
They're not great.
They're not. She earned the moniker Sugar Babe. So a lot of people knew her as Sugar Babe. And that nickname took me down a rabbit hole. And I wasn't sure why, because I thought that sugar was slang for like heroin.
Yes,
and I was,
or cocaine.
And I was right. It is. And so I'm really confused. I did Google it because I needed to know.
Meth is also white, I think. I'm not sure.
The only meth I know about is the meth on Breaking Bad, and that was blue. So I don't have any idea.
Was it?
I think so. I don't know.
I honestly have never, I can say that I have never seen meth.
The only time I've ever seen it was on Breaking Bad. I think a lot of drugs are kind of white, aren't they? Because it's like crushed up. I don't know. I have no idea. But they called her Sugar Babe.
Okay.
And she's the meth dealer. That's all we really need to know. And I Googled it. And there are entire flyers that you can get, which have all of the nicknames of all of the drugs. So just in
love
case,
it.
Merry Christmas. It's coming your way.
Maybe I should frame it for the laboratory, because that's where I record my podcast recording laboratory.
Yes. So when we are talking about drug nicknames, you can just refer to your poster.
I should probably do it more with criminal... like crime slang, like what injunctions are versus what cases are versus what inquiries. Is that what I had to? Yes.
I think so.
What was that? Yeah, I had to Google it the other week. I should probably do something that's actually more helpful.
We do in fact know stuff, guys, and if we don't know it, we are going to Google
we
it.
Google
so that's
it.
Just the way that it goes. But reports described her, surprisingly, as a bully. And she also
No way. She seems right. so cool.
She's so sweet.
Like real chill.
So chill. She, despite being a bully and people being kind of afraid of her, she had a disability which confined her to a wheelchair, which shouldn't change. Like if you're a bully, you're a bully. Whether or not you're in a wheelchair shouldn't change it. But I feel like I would have a harder time allowing myself to be bullied by somebody who is in a wheelchair who can't really like come get me than I would with somebody who wasn't in a wheelchair. That might be
okay. You say but then you also want to be nicer to the people in the wheelchair because you're
That's
like,
true.
Wait, am I being the fucking asshole here? And also they have a difficult life. So maybe
Are
I
you
could
sad
just
because you're like
Or maybe the door was really hard for them to open, so they're fucking pissed. Or maybe they just, like, aren't having a good day. I want people to be nicer to me if they think that maybe I'm not having a good day. Maybe I could give them a little bit more grace. Also because they are physically having a harder time than me, probably.
True.
It appears.
It does. I'm not going to give this lady any grace even if
good
there's a fire.
You.
I'm just not
good
doing
for
it.
You. Fuck her.
But they described her also as sadistic and a manipulator.
Yep.
So after she lost her children to authorities, she manipulated her son's girlfriends into getting pregnant and giving her their children.
Same.
Which is an entirely different kind of, I did the same thing. It was not a good idea. Okay.
Yeah,
this,
no.
It just stuck me with a lot of babies.
My son is 10 months old, by the way. Yours is what, 7?
He'll be 7 in a few weeks. So his girlfriends are just, he doesn't even like girls, you guys. He doesn't like girls, he says. She takes in Vera Jo. Vera Jo is living with her. Vera Jo gets pregnant. Sherry is cashing Vera Jo's disability checks because she has disability. She's getting checks from the government. And Sherry just couldn't even stand it. She was overjoyed when she found out she was pregnant.
Does Vera even, like, know what pregnancy is and what's going to be happening? And is she in the mental capacities to be caring for a child? This is not something that we should. And then how old is Zachary at this time? You know, these are things
right.
we should be concerned about.
She's
this isn't.
Like 13, 14, he's probably like 14, maybe 15 at this point. So he's still a baby. And does she have the mental capacity? Probably not. I mean, can people have kids that have disabilities? Sure.
Oh,
but this
for
is
sure.
not a great supportive environment where she has a supportive set of parents, a supportive set of anything. And this lady is taking all her disability checks. So she doesn't even have access to her own money. So it's not even, it's just, there's a lot of things, but I do think, especially in situations like this one, where you've got this woman who is encouraging you to have a baby, and wanting you to like give birth and, you know, have a baby and I'll help you or I'll raise it and I'll do this and that. It's just not good. So soon after she becomes pregnant, she starts getting abused. And Sherry allegedly is forcing her to drink bottles of castor oil to force her into labor so that the baby could be born on her birthday. The infant Willa Dean Messersmith was born the day after Sherry's birthday and 1 month before her actual due date.
That's now, sad.
Can babies be born 100%. Early? Absolutely. But if you're forcing castor oil, if you're forcing early labor, there's also going to be issues with that when it comes.
Yes, and castor oil's hit and miss. Like, it's an old wives' tale. So, like, maybe it does work. Maybe it doesn't work. Who's to say? I didn't try it because it tastes gross. So that I'm offended for. Like, I would just, that late in the pregnancy and I have to drink something gross. Like, not only am I large and just, I feel beastly, you know, yeah. I'm basically crawling around places, but actually I'm not crawling anywhere. I'm just going to lay here. Like, bring me what I need. I'm just
like a turtle. Yeah.
No. And then castor oil. No, thank you. And I don't think she was able to fully make decisions like this.
No.
Vera Jo was on her own. I don't think that she was like, okay, so if you tell your kid to listen to an authoritative figure and that authoritative figure tells them to do something, you can't expect your kid to be able to advocate for themselves to that authoritative
right.
figure. That's why you have to advocate for them. That's not the way that life works. So if somebody tells you, like if a police officer tells me, hey, don't do that, like I'm more than likely I'm not going to be questioning that police officer because I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to do that. Would find something and I'm good where I'm at. And so if an adult was telling her to do something, she was going to do what they said. Okay. As a result of the premature birth, the infant girl spent the first few weeks of her life in the infant NICU. That is very typical of babies that are born at 36 weeks. So this isn't like, oh my gosh, but it is sad. And maybe it wouldn't have had to have happened if she wouldn't have drank castor oil, or maybe it would have.
Reminder, she's also being abused at this point. Like, she's probably getting hit and kicked and punched and like all sorts of things, which could also cause early labor.
Exactly. Because over the next few months, she like it's all the time. They never let up. It's a constant beat down over there. She was forced to clean the house daily, even without basic living amenities like running water. They didn't even have working toilets. And the neighbors and relatives were reportedly calling the authorities like multiple times that they made these phone calls. But anytime the police came out, Vera Jo would lie because Sherry said she was going to like beat the shit out of her, which, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I mean, I get it and I don't get it and I get it. I'm with you. Yeah.
Because if they didn't take her away immediately, or what if they just took Vera Jo but not the baby?
Or what if they say, okay, we're going to take you, and then they don't have anywhere for you
enough
to go,
proof
and you end up
or
right
whatever.
Back there, and now you're dead, because...
And she's probably an adult at this point, because she lived with them she came in at 19, mm-hmm. so she's legally
right, so she's already
an adult.
Technically an adult, so even if...
What are they going to do? They're not going to put her in the system. At this point, like they
she also
could
doesn't have the capacity of an adult.
Exactly. So all these things. At this point, Zachary's cousin, Daniel Lee Brixler Jr. and his girlfriend, Nicole Peters, they move in with Sherry. Mm-hmm. She was confident she had finally found a solution for getting rid of Vera Jo, because at this point, that was the goal, to get rid of Vera, collect the insurance money, keep the baby. I don't know why she wanted more kids. I don't need more. I'm good. I don't understand. That's so many children. At some point, whatever. Anyways, she's obviously not mentally stable, so I don't need to put myself in her shoes. She claimed, or the cousins, Daniel, said that he was a killer. He was a convicted felon. And Nicole, she was 17 at the time, so that, again, was the girlfriend. She wanted to experience the euphoria of killing someone like her cool-ass boyfriend. Great. So match made in heaven. They get together. They form a plan. They execute said plan. What was the plan? Awful. Okay, if you're in it, but you don't want to hear the nasty, like, come out for, I don't know, hit forward for maybe 2 minutes, and you should be good. So they tortured Vera Jo for 4 days. They forced the single mother to walk the tracks of a nearby train. So she was like walking the train tracks. And Daniel Nicole, and Zachary, the baby daddy, stabbed her to death with a blunt knife. What a bunch of fucking sickos. And how could you do that to the mother of your child? Not that Zach had a good upbringing and probably had a bunch of other fucking issues, but still, to stab someone to death? Somebody that you saw, again, child, still in his, he's not in the same mental state that Vera Joe is.
Yeah, but there's, I don't know his like mental capacities, so I don't know what his situation is. But also, at what point do you stop saying, okay, this is my girlfriend, and start being like, okay, I'm going to stab her. I don't know. I don't get it.
I sometimes think I want to stab Roberto, and then I'm like, meh, better not.
Maybe I need a snack first, and then we'll...
Yeah,
we'll
or I should just go to sleep angry tonight. Maybe tomorrow I'll be able to talk about it with him. I should probably just not stab him. That's not kind. And if other people, if Roberto's cousins were trying to stab him, oh, fuck no. It's just, I can talk all the ish I want to about my husband, anything. The
but
minute
you cannot
somebody
stab
else,
him. If I
you,
want to stab
if
him,
I
want
to stab him with a blunt knife and make it exactly no. I'm gonna eat you. Actually, we're gonna team up, and you're gonna be the one who is dead on the railroad tracks. Like, no thanks.
Word. I always wonder how that first conversation of like, I want to murder somebody, like, oh yeah, me too, goes. Ugh. Like, how did Nicole realize Daniel is like the self-proclaimed murderer?
Yes.
Like, where do you come up with that conversation? Chris and I play this game when we're on road
did
trips.
Did he, like, lead off with that? Or was it, like an eighth date situation? He's like, oh, BT Dubs, I like to kill puppies? Like, but it was...
And she's
the,
like,
we
I've always wondered what it was like to kill puppies. Like,
yeah, okay, and you're like,
Chris and I play this game sometimes when we're on road trips, and it's called Deal Breaker. And it's where we're trying to get the other person to reach the point where... Okay, no, that's a deal. Like, that would be a deal breaker. I'm never going to do that. But, like, our deal breakers are always, like, you come over for the third date, and I have, like, a wax person sitting in a chair, and I'm, like, talking to them like they're my roommate. It's never, like, I'm stabbing people, and this is, like, what's happening, which, I don't know.
Maybe it should be.
Both are weird. I don't have the propensity to say, like, I want to know what it's like to euphorically kill someone. So I don't understand that mindset, but I always wonder how two awful people find each other, find the ability to have that conversation, and then they're like, let's go murder people. I don't know.
I don't want to know, because I have a hard enough time making adult friends with children as is. So, like, I'm good. Whatever they're doing, they can keep that secret. And I'm just...
Don't tell me about it, okay? I'm
okay.
Hear about
I don't need that parenting trend. I'm good. I'm just going to stay in my own fucking lane.
Oh my God, I love it. Okay, moving on. The group walked away. So remember, they're on a train track, just stabbing this poor girl. They walk away.
That's not the worst part. That is one of the worst parts.
It's pretty awful. I can't imagine being stabbed with a sharp knife, let alone one that, like, wasn't sharp. It just seems way meaner.
Seems like
it
would hurt more. And it feels like it'd be nasty.
Well, and it would be, you know, not like clean. When you're cutting, and this is gross, but like if you're making dinner and you're like cutting meat and your knife's not strong, it's like jagged and it's just gross.
Have you ever cut your finger on a really sharp knife and you just don't notice for a second?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Until the blood, and then you're going to die.
Right. For sure. And if you're Milo, maybe if you're immediately murder, like you're dying already.
Blood. No. But what if being stabbed with a really sharp knife is like that, and you look down and then, oh my God. And then
I'm sure in a way it is, not like all the way, but I mean, cause I've cut myself with my sister has the world's sharpest knives. She doesn't stab anybody with them, but she just always has the sharpest knife.
That you know of.
But it's like, ooh, I have one of those vegetable chopper things, and that blade is sharp. And I don't
have
notice.
You ever accidentally grated some of your fingers off on the cheese grater too? Oh, the worst. Okay, so back to Vera Jo though on the train tracks.
Blunt knife, they toss it into like a lake that's nearby.
Okay.
Based on reports, the police questioned Sherry and her other family members about the situation, and they tried to pin the murder on a fictional boyfriend that they had just made up. But the investigators found a pile of evidence.
Then why would she still be living with Zachary and his mom? Like, what? Okay. Like,
but she has another boyfriend. His name is George Glass, and he lives over here. Like, what?
Okay.
But they find a pile of evidence inside the home, including Nicole's bloody shirt, a belt, and a lock of Vera's hair. Why are you saving people's hair?
It's gross.
They also discovered video surveillance showing Zachary walking with Daniel, Nicole, and Vera Jo to the train tracks on March 26th, which was the evening of when it happened. Officers of the Findlay Police Department, this part, okay, if you fast forwarded, we got off track. If you need to fast forward again, I would go ahead and do it for like another minute or so.
Yes.
They find her body curled in a fetal position between railway tracks on March 27th, 2011. As if murdering someone isn't bad enough, her body had been crushed by a passing train. The amount of blood on the train tracks indicated that she had bled a lot and showed them that she had been attacked like right there. So wherever her body had been left, they didn't drag her to the train tracks like it happened. On the train tracks. The officers found several pieces of clothing scattered from the tracks to a nearby lake bed, and this indicated that she was naked and cold while dying alone on the railroad tracks. They identified her body from a distinctive teddy bear tattoo on her shoulder.
Like, of course she had a teddy bear tattoo. That's so wholesome. What a poor, sweet baby angel child. That's so sad. And as somebody whose husband, brother, and father have work on the railroad or for the railroad. My husband works for the railroad, but not on the railroad. I used to go to all the safety meetings when I was growing up, and I used to have to watch the videos and stuff. Like, your body, like, don't fuck around with the train tracks, you guys. Don't do the penny thing. Like, they go so quickly. You can really get hurt. The fact that they were able to find a big enough part of her to identify her is just that in and of itself is a blessing in disguise, because at least they knew she wasn't just walking around naked and deranged and got hit by a train. At least they were able to track down what happened to her. Because they found enough of her body.
Right. And I don't know how she was positioned. Like, if it was just like.
They said she was in the fetal position, but her head was like right underneath. They said her head was like 12 inches wide, and that it was crazy because the undercarriage is like 13 inches.
Oh my God. So she was,
and
just
so
like
the way her head,
so, yeah,
yes, the way her head was positioned, there's like almost no way to lay on the train tracks and not die. But she, I mean, she was already dead, but she passed in a way that, literally 1 inch, less than an inch, maybe an inch and a half at most, was all that it would have, and they would have never found evidence of anything.
That makes me sick to my stomach. So, yes. Daniel and Nicole were convicted. They did confess to her murder, and they were taken into custody. They claimed that Sherry forced Vera to consume drugs and talked them into killing her, even handing them detailed instructions on how to carry it out. They took a plea deal in 2012. Daniel was sentenced to 40 years to life for aggravated murder, felony assault, and tampering with evidence. So Daniel is currently in jail at a Southern Ohio correctional facility. Nicole pled guilty to kidnapping, conspiracy to commit aggravated murder, and received 23 years in prison. She is serving her sentence at the Dayton Correctional Institution and will be eligible for parole in 2033. Zachary was also arrested and was sentenced to 4 years in prison, only 4 years, for obstruction of justice.
He helped stab her to death.
I mean, I don't know the ins and outs, and I feel like there's a lot of injustice happening here, but if, I don't know, maybe he like didn't actually stab her. Maybe he was just with them when they stabbed her. I don't know what the situation was. Or maybe they said he didn't, and so he got, I have no idea.
And maybe because he was so young, he got.
Maybe. Sherry was never charged with her murder, but she did get convicted of selling prescription drugs in 2014 with her husband and another one of her sons. And she spent 10 days in jail for that. And she was sentenced to 40 months in federal prison for the drug charges. The 10 days in jail, it was because she was contacting a minor while awaiting trial. I don't know, it was something weird. And then 40 months in prison in 2015. Now, I did look up, like, where's this piece of human garbage now?
Yes.
And as of 2022, she was still in prison, but...
Oh, good.
40 months is really only 3.5 years.
Okay, four.
It's like three and a half. Yeah,
and
I looked it up.
You could get out early for good behavior too. And
you could,
cases.
But it sounds like maybe she's in for worse behavior. I don't know, but she's was as of 2022, she was still in jail. But now it's 2023, so I don't know if she is or not.
I mean, fair enough. I'm glad that she at least went in for longer than fucking 10 days, because that's infuriating. And the fact that she wasn't convicted at all with any of this, she needs to be put in jail for all the shit ass things that she did to other young tiny humans. End of story. The end. Let alone, I mean, Vera Jo added on top of it.
Right. And this is another case where we have someone who's repeatedly charged with offenses, repeatedly having her children taken away, repeatedly proving that she is a literal piece of human garbage. And we're like, sure, 10 days is good. And you know what? We'll give you 40 months, which is not very much time for dealing drugs. I hope she sits on a nail and gets an infection and is never heard from again.
I hope somebody shanks her in prison with something really blunt and rusty.
Really dull. The dullest of all shanks.
Like, so dull. But a lot.
Several times. Right. Like, over and over again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This was a case, Amy. And I want to be friends with your family, but I don't want to be friends with your family anymore, because this was not fun for me. I mean, I liked recording this with you. I had a good back and forth banter. We made it fun, but it's very not fun. What they did to Vera Jo.
It's awful. And it's so hard. I feel so many feelings, especially for the victims that are just really unable to defend themselves or take care of themselves. And I just think Vera Jo is one of those people who just wasn't able to hold her own. And came from like remember her horrible upbringing. She had a lot of abuse prior. So this was just like her whole life, which is so sad.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, thanks for sticking in there. This was a hard one. Don't force feed people drugs. Make them walk down the train tracks while you stab them to death with a blunt object. That's not nice. Good friends don't do that. And until next time, hasta la bye-bye.
Bye.